Well, thank you for coming this afternoon. I am pleased and proud to announce today a joint agreement between Ohio's agricultural leaders and the Humane Society of the United States, which will result in the Humane Society not pursuing a ballot initiative this fall and will enhance animal welfare and animal care standards. This agreement represents a joint effort to find common ground. And just let me say a personal thank you to all those involved in these talks and negotiations. I think what we have concluded is something that is good for Ohio agriculture and will be good for animal welfare in our state. In addition to the agreement, it has the support of the Ohioans for Livestock Care Steering Committee, which is made up of poultry, pork, dairy, beef, corn, and soybean associations and the Ohio Farm Bureau. I would like to thank especially Jack Fisher and Wayne Purcell and others representing Ohio agriculture for committing to a good faith discussion which paved the way for this strong agreement that appropriately balances animal welfare and economic concerns. Instead of expanding tens of millions of dollars and unproductive energy fighting an acrimonious campaign throughout this fall, both sides will be able to continue investing in our agricultural base and taking care of animals. The agreement preserves the integrity of the Ohio Livestock Animal Care Standards Board and provides meaningful recommendations on animal welfare and animal care standards. Now, in comparison to other states where the Humane Society has negotiated a settlement with agriculture interests and state leaders, this agreement is unique in that it addresses more than just livestock care issues. The agreement also addresses regulations on dog breeding kennels, cockfighting, and dangerous and exotic animals. As a result of this agreement, I believe Ohio agriculture will remain strong and animals will be treated better. And those are two positive outcomes. At this point, I will turn this over to Jack Fisher of the Ohio Farm Bureau.
Well, thank you, Governor, and on behalf of all of us in the Ohio agricultural community, we thanks for your effort in getting the Ohio agricultural community and the Humane Society of the United States together. All of us are faced with opportunities for communication. It's no secret that the Humane Society of the United States and our ag community, we may think different on a lot of these issues. But we came to the table to represent all of us in Ohio the best way we could. This agreement, and you heard the governor mention my colleagues over here, this is in consultation with our farmer leaders across the state of Ohio. But we think it recognizes the wishes of our voters last fall in that Ohio Livestock Standards Care Board will be able to fulfill its mission and to carry out its work going forward. Some certainty to the business climate for our Ohio farmers. Not in total, but this is the best thing we could do for all of us in serving all Ohioans, serving Ohio farmers, and serving Ohio agriculture. So thank you.
And now, Mr. Wayne Purcell of the Humane Society of the United States. Wayne.
First, I do want to say my deepest thanks to Governor Strickland and his staff for helping to bring us together. As Jack indicated, we've been at odds on a number of issues, and the governor really pulled us together and sat us down. I also want to extend my thanks to Jack and to the other leaders of the commodity organizations for good faith discussions. We do have strong feelings about animal welfare, and we've had very strong feelings about how certain production practices are not humane. And that was the reason for initiating a ballot measure in the state. And I also want to thank more than 500,000 people, 500,000 voters who signed this petition. And all of the volunteers are farmers like Tom Harrison and community activists like Vicki Askins and so many people throughout the state who worked in all 88 counties to propel this idea that animal welfare matters. And I think Jack and the governor hit it on the head. I mean, it's important that we came together and discuss this. It's expensive. It is an uncertain circumstance for both sides to have a ballot initiative, and it's a better outcome if we can advance these reforms. And as the governor said, this is not just about animal agriculture. This is a comprehensive animal welfare package that moves Ohio in a great direction on animal welfare. I know when the governor was in Congress, he worked hard to strengthen the laws at the federal level against cockfighting, and he's committed to working to pass felony-level legislation here in Ohio. He's going to work with us on getting strong anti-puppy mill legislation advanced, and he's also going to push forward an administrative rule to deal with private citizens keeping dangerous wild animals as pets, like bears and lions and chimpanzees, animals that cannot properly be cared for in a captive setting and that pose a danger not only to their caretakers but to members of the community. And I think on the livestock issues, advancing five important reforms, phasing out veal crates in 2017, phasing out gestation crates over 15 years, allowing the producers to have them, not to have to deal with the expense of shifting to another system, but not having new gestation crate facilities coming into this state, having a timeout on new battery cage operations, an issue that has been quite controversial and has been a central element of this, and then having good standards on humane euthanasia and downed animals. Eight important reforms that the governor is going to have a hand in. We hope the legislature will complete, and of course the Ohio Livestock Care Standards Board. I pledge that the HSUS will work with the Ohio Livestock Care Standards Board. It is part of the Constitution of Ohio. The voters approved it, and we're anxious and looking forward to working with them to address those issues as well as continuing issues. It provides an ongoing mechanism to handle these issues. And I think HSUS and the Farm Bureau are going to look at research ideas to identify best practices and to figure out the best outcomes for animal welfare. And as the governor said, we want animal welfare, but we also live in the real world. And I think that this agreement balances these interests and really moves Ohio into a new dimension in terms of animal welfare. And we are excited about it. We are not going to submit the 500,000 signatures that were gathered. We had enough to qualify for the ballot. We had sufficient number in 48 counties. We needed 44 in order to qualify. And we thank everybody involved and are looking forward to it.